Leslie's Dream Come True by Leslie Macias. This is probably the best but worst day of my life. It had to be a dream come true if I can say so myself. I knew this day would come. It was the day I meet my best friends in real life. Can you believe this, Marcos? Says Leslie. You know I don't care, right? Replies Marcos. And as you can see, this is my annoying brother, Marcos. He doesn't really care about anything in my life, but I still tell him everything. Leslie, I am gonna go down Hollywood and pick up some things, alright? Insisted Marcos. Okay, see you later, I reply. And at any moment, I would meet the people that mean so much to me. They're like the brothers I've always wanted. Sorry, Marcos. 25 minutes later, the doorbell rings. Oh my god, it's them, says Leslie with excitement. I then open the door and I am lost of words. I couldn't believe my boys were right here in front of me. I look around and I see them. My heart was pounding so much, I felt like I was going to faint. I see Dominic, Alex, Dorian, Angel, DeAndre, Ian, David, and Isaac. I don't call them by their first names. I like to call them by their gamer tags on the PlayStation 4 console. I usually call Dominic DWB, Alex Boss, Dorian Fish, Angel Swag, DeAndre Dizzy, Ian Cast, David Vortex, and Isaac is just Isaac. I have known these boys for a long time. I first met Fish, DWB, and Cast when I had my PlayStation 3 console, but we all ended up buying a PlayStation 4, and that's where we met the other boys. I knew these boys were going to be my best friends since the first time I met them. They make me laugh and make me feel special because they treat me like one of them instead of just a girl. We start to talk outside about their trips over here, and then I then offer them to come inside. I then proceed to let the boys inside my house. We all walk to the couch and look at each other. Everyone has lost of words. I have never been more excited in my life, says Dizzy. I know, Ray, Cast adds on. I just can't believe I am here with all you guys, explained Boss. I begin to tear a little while staring at them. Leslie, are you crying? Whispered Fish. Shut up, I replied while tears are streaming down my face. You're gonna make me cry, dude, says Isaac. Leslie, stop crying, demanded Cast. Stop, I'm gonna punch you, I shouted at Cast for making me cry more. Everyone then just talks and comforts each other because all the boys ended up crying. That's when I realized that boys had emotions. I then tell the boys, hey, do you guys want to play some video games? Swag and Vortex shouted, hell yeah. All right then, calm down, I replied. I get the controller and turn on the console. What game do you guys want to play? I said. Let's play Fortnite, screamed Swag and Boss. I knew it, I replied. For a while, we end up playing Fortnite, and it was going good so far. Dude, he is right in front of you. Are you blind? Vortex shouted, Dominic. Vortex, calm down, I replied. He ignored me and tries to steal the controller from DWB when he is in the middle of the game. Vortex, what are you doing? DWB shouts at him. Give me the controller. I'll help you, replies Vortex while having his hand on the controller. DWB and Vortex start to yell at each other while everyone is just staring. You better give me it, declared Vortex. Dude, stop, you're going to drop it, hissed DWB. I then get up and try to get the controller out of their hands. Give me it, I insisted. You're gonna drop it, Vortex shouted. Dizzy, Boss, Fish, Isaac, Cast, and Swag then get up and try to help me. We all have our hands on the controller trying to take it away from them, but of course the boys had to mess it up. Vortex and DWB dropped the controller on the floor. It has smashed into pieces. Look at what you guys did, I shouted with anger. I continue shouting at them while Cast says, Leslie? What? I shouted. Turn around, says Boss. I turn around and a portal opened on the console. What is that? Shouted Fish. Everyone looked at each other and wondered what it was. Are we going to die? Screams Dizzy. No, we are not going to die. Calm down, I replied. I walk closer to see what it is, and I end up getting sucked in. Help! I shouted while disappearing in the portal. As I disappear in the portal, everyone else begins to get sucked in. They tried to run, but they couldn't. I made it inside the portal, and I was shocked. As I looked around, everyone else was falling from the portal and hit the floor. Ouch, that hurt, says Swag. Get off of me, dude, explains Isaac to Fish. Guys, look, I said. Everyone begins to look around and they see some big buildings. They were all a bit confused and scared because they didn't realize what they were until it hit them. Are we in? As I was about to finish my sentence, Swag added on Fortnite. I was gonna say that, I explained. Isn't this Tilted Tower, says Vortex. This is so weird, boss, and Cast add on. What do we do, says DWB. I was scared and overwhelmed that I ended up fainting. Leslie, shouts Dizzy. Guys, what do we do? Stuttered Swag. Let's take her to one of the buildings, demanded Isaac. At that point, I did not remember a thing because I fainted for a while. Around 30 minutes later, I start to open my eyes a little and I try to stand up. She's alive, shouts Cast. What? Of course I'm alive, I reply. We thought you died, says Boston Fish. You guys would have been the reason why I died, I threatened. After the boys and I begin to talk about a plan on what to do because we had no idea, we didn't know if we should split into groups and explore or stay as one. Guys, let's just stay as a group because if we split, we're going to get lost. And if we get lost, that is going to be very bad, I insisted. Good idea, replies Fish. So our journey began. We started to walk towards Pleasant Park. As we were walking, I noticed something with our group. Guys, I ask. What's up, reply DJB and Isaac. Where's Cast and Fish, I say in a worried tone. They disappeared, shouts Dizzy. Everyone was confused and didn't know what to do. Out of nowhere, Swag says something that is smart. Wait, in Fortnite, you know how people in Fortnite get killed by other players, right? Well, what if they got killed, says Swag. That could be true, replies Vortex. While continuing our journey towards Junk Junction, we start to hear noises. Am I the only one hearing these noises behind us, I asked. I hear that too, replies Dizzy. Guys, scream Angel and Vortex, but we did not hear them because Dizzy, DWB Boss, Isaac, and I were being too loud. As Dizzy, DWB Boss, Isaac, and I continue walking, we notice that Angel and Vortex go missing. We did not realize until we stopped at our next location, which was Lazy Links. Boss then turns around and sees that they are gone. Wait, what? Says Boss. Great, now they are gone too, I reply. Why do they keep on disappearing? Asks Boss. I don't know, but I'm starting to get paranoid, replies DWB. Let's stick together. We can't lose another person, I insist. We begin to walk in a little group and continue our journey to find a way out of the game. This game had to have a way out, but we did not know that. I then begin to talk to Dizzy and ask him where he wants to go next, and the impossible happened. While I ask him a question, I turn around and he disappears right in front of my eyes. I start to shake and I felt like I was going to faint again. Please tell me you saw that, I scream at DWB, Isaac, and Boss. Saw what? They reply. At that moment, I start to have a panic attack and I go on a rant about everyone and everything that is happening. Why does everyone keep disappearing? I am losing all of my friends. What if I disappear? What if you disappear, DWB? Or Boss? Or even you, Isaac? I start to shout. Dude, Leslie, are you good? Asks Isaac. Does it look like I am okay? I am the only one questioning about what is happening right now, I reply with anger. At that moment, I began to fall on the floor and faint. She did it again, screams Boss. What do we do now? Demanded DWB. Do you guys feel weird? Asks Isaac. DWB and Boss turn at him and ask, what? While Isaac was about to answer their question, he disappears in front of them. Oh my god, scream DWB and Boss. DWB turns at Boss and a few seconds later, he disappears. What is happening? Asked DWB. He turns at me while I am still on the floor passed out and I start to disappear. What? Says DWB. He was the most confused and at that moment, he starts to light up and disappears. Leslie, wake up, demands Isaac. I lift my head up and I see a screen in front of me. And I turn to my right and left and I see DWB. Boss and Isaac standing next to me in what looks like the Fortnite lobby where you go when you die or are going to start a game. We're live, I scream. I know, replies Isaac. I started to look around and I can see a figure on the other side of the screen looking at me. It looked familiar to me. I take a closer look and it's my brother. Dang it, I died again, shouts Marcos. Wait, so are we just Fortnite characters, I ask? I guess, DWB answers. I did not like this. And I began to feel sick. At this time, I fainted again because I was so overwhelmed. A couple hours later, I wake up and I am in my bed at my Hollywood house. Wait, what? Where are my friends? I shout. I get out of bed and start to run to my living room where the boys and I were hanging out at, and I do not see them. So I start to run to my brother in his room. I start to bang on the door and I open it. I see him sitting there on his phone looking at me with a weirded out face. What are you doing? Asks Marcos. Where are my friends? I ask. What do you mean? Replies Marcos. I mean, where is Swag, DWB, Vortex, Isaac, Dizzy, Boss, Ian, and Fish? I explained. Dude, are you good? Asked Marcos. I am more than good, but where are they? I shouted. There is no one here but me and you, he replies. So you're saying no one is here? I replied. No, you have been asleep for the past 8 hours, replies Marcos. I stare at him and say no words. Oh, okay, I reply. I walk in my room and sit down on my bed to realize something. I realize that my dream come true was actually just a dream that did not come true.